Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
I'm Kenneth Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Father, thank you. Oh, Lord Jesus, we praise you and thank you for your Spirit, the Spirit of the living God that lives in us and on us and around us at all times. You are the Spirit of the covenants of God, and we praise you and thank you for, excuse me, for the insights that have come because we ask you to do that on Monday. And we give you, sir, all of the glory for every word that's said and every deed that is done throughout this radio and television audience, every healing, every new birth, everything that's taken place. It's because of you and because of your blood and because of these blood covenants. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name, dear Father. Amen.
Amen.
Now then, let's go back where we were yesterday. I was talking about Jack Long's church. And
yes, sir.
I remember that being in Claremore, Oklahoma. Now, actually, this incident that I talked about where I missed it was all right there in that church. Now, and teaching on faith, covenants, the love of God, and so forth. And I just stopped there on the street corner and I said, Lord, I missed that. And I was walking along when he said, I won't let your words fall to the ground. And then, as I said yesterday before the broadcast ended, the church had a really, really nice trailer home in a trailer park. Very nice and nice place to stay. I still was upset about that. And it just didn't sit well with me. But I rolled the care of it over on the Lord, went on to sleep. Excuse me. Somewhere around 3:30 in the morning, Brother Copeland. So I got up. I couldn't imagine, you know, who it is. Opened the door, and it was Terry Law. Mm-hmm. Now, those of you that don't know Terry Law, he was a student at Oral Roberts University. I met him there. Bold man of God. And Terry Law was head of the ORU Singers. Right. And he woke me up in the middle of the night. He said, Brother Copeland, he's just shouting, he was saying, right in the middle of the night out there in this trailer park. He said, we're headed to Russia to sing. And we need tapes.
Praise God.
On the way. We just need tapes. So, I gathered up tapes, just loaded the group up. So, they were listening to tapes on faith, courage and boldness, and, you know, all those different things, on the way to Russia. They hadn't been invited to sing. Well, they got there, and they began to sing songs about Jesus. They thought they were a jazz group from Tulsa, Oklahoma, from the university, and they had young people, and they thought this American jazz group would just be wonderful from this university in the United States. So they went. And they took Terry Law aside. And they roughed him up a little bit.
Really?
And they said, you must finish, but you'll not say anything more about Jesus. He said, no, I can't do that. You won't not. No, I will not do that. Well, hurry up and get through. Those young people began to weep and began to cry and began to accept the Lord. Out of that came a relationship in Poland.
Okay. Yeah.
And things began to happen. Out of that came Rick Renner's ministry in Latvia and then in Moscow. And out of that came great revival throughout, and then the breakup of the Soviet Union.
Absolutely.
And Terry Law, knowing covenant, wound up in Iraq. We talked and had a lot of good times together, and he's in heaven now. Yeah. But look how they
never underestimate one act of obedience.
One act of obedience. Now, had I allowed the Lord, if I had allowed that, just say, well, I don't know, maybe I ought to just go home. I mean, I've missed God and prophesied something wasn't so, and I'm not going to have anything more to do. I'm just going to get up and get out of here. I'll just call Jack and tell him I can't make it.
See how connected we all are in the body?
Yes.
It reminds me of Mark 11, 28, which is right after Mark 11, 23 and 24. When they came to Jesus in verse 27, they came again to Jerusalem, and he was walking in the temple. There came to him the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders. They said unto him, by what authority doest these things?
Yeah.
And who gave you authority?
Who do you think
to
you
do
are?
These things? That's a spirit of intimidation by a religious spirit. It's what it is.
Yes.
And that was what was coming at you, condemning you in your mind.
Yeah, trying to get me to get away. But I said, no, I'm just going to go on and go to sleep, and I'm going to preach tomorrow. And I did not know it at the time. But the change of the Soviet Union.
Absolutely.
God was on the move.
Amen.
And Gloria and I dedicated the first new church building built in Latvia ever that was not Russian Orthodox.
Praise God.
And those people had been free 25 years out of 900. We provided Bibles for all of them. And we got there. And the ministry paid for almost all of the material to build that church. And I said, you have your Bibles with you, hold them up. They didn't hold them up. They jumped and screamed just as loud as they could. And in Russian, this man said, we'll never be in bondage again. We have the word of the living God.
Yes, sir.
Did it because we had some faith, some tapes on faith in God's covenant. It's the kingdom of God is like a fabric, a spiritual fabric. And this event is tied to that event. And there are a lot of things we never will find out until we get to heaven, how they all tied together. Because some of them have hundreds and even thousands of years between them. And then I found out that G.W. McDonald was a circuit riding preacher.
Mm. Mm.
And he's my dad's kinfolks.
Isn't that something?
And his Bible and his concordance were so worn out from going in his saddlebags that his wife, now some of the young women don't know what crochet is anymore. Now people know what knitting is, but crochet is a knitting that's really tight. She crocheted backs on his Bible and his concordance because he had worn them out. I didn't know I was connected to him.
But see, that seed.
Yes.
That seed that God honored in you.
Yes.
I've got the same thing in our family. Way back there to the Revolutionary War, a guy by the name of Joshua Stevens was a soldier in the war. And when the war was over, gave his life to Jesus, began preaching. I never knew that. but see, that's it. There's seeds that have been sown that will come up that we haven't. Yes. We didn't sow them, but we'll reap the benefit.
And our job, in our calling, our job as a college is to sow the seed of the word of faith, integrity, and all of the names of God. Yes. I'd like to get into that, Greg. Okay. The redemptive names yes. of God. Because God's word is.
Period. Period.
It is. This does not contain the word of God. It is the word of God. It is covenant oaths. So what is the word? Romans 4:16. It is of faith that it might be by grace.
Yes, sir.
To the end the promise might be sure to all the seed. And then the Apostle Paul began to refer to Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
And the covenant?
Yes, sir. Because he understood it. He was trained, yes. like the religious leaders that were questioning Jesus' authority, he was trained. He'll write, I'm a Pharisee of the Pharisees. Here's the thing. The religious leaders didn't walk by faith. They knew the different names of God, but there wasn't any faith in them, in those names. It's faith in that name, the scripture says. And so because they had head knowledge of it, but they didn't operate in faith. Everything was tradition and rules to them that put a burden on the people. One day Jesus will go off on them. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, teachers of the law, and begin to really rebuke them for it because they had faithless leadership. The only way you're going to enter into rest is by faith. The only way you're going to do anything with God is by faith. And I can know all the names of God, but if I don't have faith in that name... All right, you mentioned that Exodus is where God first introduces himself. In Exodus chapter 3,
yes.
verse 14, Moses has just seen the burning bush, and he says, and God said to Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt they say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me to you. In Hebrew, that literally means I will be what I will be. If you need me to be healing, I will be.
That's what I'll be.
Jehovah Rapha. If you need me to be a banner, I'll be that. Whatever you need me to be, I will be. So now all of the names, covenant names of God, they're all covenant names. All of the El names, El Shaddai, Elohim, all of these names, the El names are the creative nature of God. What he used to create, Elohim created. The Jehovah names are, I call them the Yah names, because it can be a J or a Y, Jehovah, Jehovah, because J is Y in Hebrew. So Joel would be Yoel, Joseph be Yosef. The Jehovah names or the Yahweh names are the redemptive names of God. Every time those names are being spoken, it's him redeeming or some form of redemption. So the El names are the creative, the Jehovah names are the redemptive names of God. But faith in that name, it's not yes. just knowing the name, it's having faith in that name.
Yeah, let's do something right here.
Uh-huh.
In Exodus 15:26, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments and keep all of his statutes, I will put none of the diseases upon thee which I have brought upon the Egyptians. Now, he did that. It was a weapon. A weapon of, it's like going into a war and you've got people in a prison camp, you're going to go in there and get them out.
Right.
He wasn't trying to teach them anything. They learned something out of it, but he wasn't trying to teach them anything. He was getting his people out of there. Now, listen to what he said. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. Mm-hmm. I am.
I am sure.
That's who I am.
That's who I am.
Yehovah Rapha.
That's right.
Now, faith in that name.
For healing.
For healing.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's go to the third chapter of the book of Acts. Now, Jesus is at the right hand of the Father.
Yes, sir.
After having presented himself, he, as Mary came to the tomb. Now, remember what he said? Don't touch me. I have not yet ascended to my Father and your Father. So now we know from the book of Hebrews what happened there. Mm-hmm. He presented himself the spotless lamb. Now, at that point is when redemption was finished.
Absolutely.
And ratified.
Absolutely.
So, somebody said, well, he said it is finished on the cross. No. Well, he did, yes. But he was quoting the 22nd Psalm.
That's correct.
He took that psalm and he went to hell on that psalm.
He's quoting the word in faith.
Yes, he did. And it delivered him.
Absolutely right.
Now, listen to what happened here in the third chapter of the book of Acts. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, such as I have give I thee in the name. Now here's the name. The name now is Jesus.
Right. Because he encompasses all the redemptive names all of God.
He's the Redeemer.
That's right. And all the creative names of God, because yes. He was there, John yeah. tells us.
He is Rapha. He is Jireh. He is Sitzkenu. He is Shalom, our peace.
Yeah.
He's all of that. He's my banner. He never leaves me nor forsakes me. Now.
So the name of Jesus, with faith in that name, encompasses every single name of God.
All that he, and the Amplified says, presenting all that I am.
Yes. I will be what I will be. Whatever you need me to be, I'll be.
He said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, not just Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That sets him aside.
So if he said it in Hebrew, he would have said, Yeshua HaMashiach.
Yeah.
Jesus the Messiah.
Yes.
Of Nazareth.
Rise up and walk. He took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength.
Oh, my. Amen.
He, leaping up and walked, entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God.
Hallelujah.
Well, everybody just kind of went wild over this. I mean, they know this man.
They all walk by him every day.
And he, looking up, expected to receive something. Now, Jesus went right by that man over and over and over again, and he was not lifted up then.
No.
So now, why did he expect to receive something from them?
Because they had given him
something. Well, Jesus had to give him something every time he walked past him.
Hey, amen.
And he's thinking, well, here's my boys. I'm going to get something out of this.
Oh, that's beautiful. I never saw that before.
Praise God. Yo, here's my boys. I'm gonna get something out of this.
Amen.
Now, look, he went ahead, and they were greatly wondering at what happened. But then Peter began to preach.
Mm.
And he began to preach. Now, look what he said in the 16th verse. And his name... Are you looking at it, class?
Yes.
Through faith in his, I put it like this in order to encompass the redemptive names of God. His names.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Through faith in his name hath made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, faith which is by him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Praise God. And then, as you continue, then you find out when he preached, they didn't, no longer did they wonder, they had faith.
That's right.
So faith came. Isn't that
it's wonderful.
Marvelous.
Once you realize, because I know people that are trying to figure out which name I should pray in. Should I pray in the name of Jesus? Should I use his Hebrew name, Yeshua? Should it be Jehovah Shammah? Which one? When you have faith that he is the I am that yes. I am. See, when he said it in the garden. He said, I am, and they all fell out. There's power behind that name.
And when he said that, there was a young man raised from the dead.
At the same time, you find it in Mark.
At the same time, yes.
There's such power in that name, and he gave us the authority to use that name. At his name, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess.
So now, we come over to the book of Philippians.
Okay. Amen.
And this little letter, it's a partner letter, as we know. And the 27th verse of the first chapter, that you stand fast in the Spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries. Well, that's the way you deal with terrorism.
Mm.
And in the 54th chapter of Isaiah, it covers it. 53rd is Jesus on the cross. The 54th chapter of Isaiah is to the church. Going on into the 55th chapter of Isaiah deals with his word and with sin.
Exactly.
He blotted out our sins for his own sake.
And once you get a revelation of that, your faith will grow because you're not condemned anymore. See, that's the blood. The blood did that. The blood redeemed me, but his name he got at his resurrection, and that's where the authority comes from. By what authority do you do this?
Yes.
Well, I'm doing this not under Greg's authority. I didn't spit in that lady's eye because of my authority, his name.
Yes.
The things you did were in his name. And all the power and might that created creation is in that name.
He said, as he was leaving, all authority has been given unto me, both in heaven and in earth. Therefore, you go in my name.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Then later, no other name given unto men, whereby men must be saved, except that name.
Now, Lucifer heard that day.
Yes, he did.
He knows that. And he wants to keep you in a sense of turmoil where you won't have confidence and faith in that name. But once you have confidence and faith in that name, that's why you got to get rough with him sometimes.
Yes, you do.
To prove to him, I know what I'm talking about. In the name of Jesus, not under my authority, but under his authority.
You can't tell him in the name of Jesus, you have to leave, and a few minutes later, I'm going to tell you, now I told you, you have to leave, so you have to go. Well, he didn't. That's a positive negative.
Right.
I'll read one verse here in the book of Philippians because we're out of time. Verse 3, 3rd chapter, verse 10, that we may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being made conformable unto his death. Now, how does all that, what are you talking about here? He has exalted him and has given him his name, which is above every name that's named, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Glory to God. Every knee, beings in heaven, beings in the earth, or names in heaven, and we're out of time. Bye. We'll be back in a minute.
Find something life-giving on KCM.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library, over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.
John 3:16 says this, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Now, in that scripture, Jesus is called the only begotten Son of God. But when Jesus was raised from the dead, He defeated the devil, He stripped him of his power, and Jesus is now called the first begotten Son. It was God's desire through Jesus' work of redemption that many sons be brought to glory. God wanted His family. Jesus made a way for you and for me to become part of His family. Jesus has made us the righteousness of God in Christ, and now we can stand in the presence of the Most High God without any guilt or shame or condemnation. It all starts with making Jesus the Lord of your life. Pray this with me out loud. Heavenly Father, I receive Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. Take my life and do something with it, and I will serve You all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Now, we want to help you learn more about your new life in Christ, and we have a free gift for you called the Salvation Package. It's a book called He Did It All For You by Kenneth and Gloria. And there are also brochures to help you get started reading and studying your Bible. Just go to kcm.org to request your free copy of the Salvation Package, and we'll get that sent to you right away.
Thank you, everybody, for being a part of today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. It's been wonderful. It will be wonderful seeing you again tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland, Greg Stevens, and all of the class here reminding you that we love you and God loves you and Jesus is Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you. It is called the Salvation Package. Learn about the new birth and how you can live your new life victoriously in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/newlife. Keep your heart full of God's Word and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.